Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. We say hello to you, Jimmy B and Trent. We roll all the way till 3 o'clock today. We've got a great show lined up in just a moment from ESPN. Zuba Mahente will be our guest. At 1 o'clock, Vincent Verhey from Football Outsiders. That's going to be fun. 1:40, Mitch Holthus will join us from the Kansas City Chiefs training camp. 2 o'clock, Zach Reimer on Major League Baseball. It's all coming your way as we go all the way to 3. Trent, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing well, Jimmy B, and some interesting developments happening here since we talked last 21 hours ago, including your man, Joel Lanning, back over on the other side of the football, doing some work over there, Jimmy B.
Well, I tweeted it out, and I just felt that it's important to, because we've all been sitting here talking about how important it's going to be for him to make that transition from starting quarterback to starting linebacker, and where he will be on the defensive side of the football, right in the middle, right in the thick of things. And so yesterday, Trent, he played pretty much offense the entire day. Mm-hmm. And he ran from the quarterback spot. He also did some H-back option plays as well. A lot of the things they did with him at quarterback was around the goal line. And you and I both talked about that and how that could work. But I just have this feeling that, you know, Campbell, the coach for the Cyclones, has indicated that this is going to be something that the boy's going to be tired after each and every game because he's going to be a legit two-way player. I mean, that's what it really sounds like now. I thought that they might use him every once in a while, every, you know, second, third game, something like that. But I got a feeling there's going to be a complete package for each game with his name on it. And if that's the case, it's going to even make it even more interesting this year.
Well, I got a little theory that's been rattling around in this brain of mine, Jimmy B. And
okay.
You know, sometimes I can go off the reservation and sometimes
it's always dangerous when you think.
You need to pull me, rein me in a little bit from time to time. But what I first heard even throughout the summer, you know, going back to spring practice, first of all, when this move was announced, it was such a surprise because we saw Jacob Park is certainly the future and the starting quarterback for this team. But even we saw last year, you go back to the Oklahoma game, we saw the effectiveness, the Texas Tech game. Joel Lanning still had a lot of effectiveness as a quarterback for Iowa State. But it appeared that they didn't want to have to deal with a quote-unquote controversy, that they wanted to give Jacob Park the job because he has so much upside. Because this is a guy that has an opportunity to be a quarterback at the next level. He's got that kind of arm. He's got that kind of ability, one that made him an Elite 11 quarterback coming out of high school, an offer from an SEC power in Georgia where he started off his career. Those kind of things are very apparent when you watch Jacob Park. So this was an opportunity to make a transition. We figured, well, it'd be like he is playing a little bit that we heard yesterday, an H-back role. That kind of transformation made a little bit of sense for Lanning, or even a fullback. You could see something like that. But when it was linebacker, it was such a surprise because kid hadn't played linebacker since middle school. I hadn't done it for 7-8 years, and all of a sudden you're sliding him over there. And I got thinking more about it, and I never was a big fan of him trying to do both for this reason. Again, hasn't played defense in a long, long time. And to play it at the Big 12 level and to play it effectively, you have to have a lot of things that are going your way, and you have to know what you're doing out there. And not practicing defense for nearly a decade, to just throw him into the mix and expect him to be able to, you know, have all the reads and be able to make the plays. It's not just as simple as going through drills. We know with the athleticism, he's going to look good doing that. It's about those little keys and taking any time away from that learning process on the defensive side for a small package of plays offensively didn't make a lick of sense to me. Yet they still talked about it, and as we see, they're doing it. So here's the theory, Jimmy B. You ready?
Okay. Yep, I'm ready, pal.
Lay it all out. The theory is that maybe, just maybe, some of the young linebackers that have come in, including some of the true freshmen, are ready to play earlier than they anticipated. They've developed more depth at the linebacking spot. Maybe Joel Lanning isn't quite as good as they hoped he'd be as a linebacker. So this is a way to use a great athlete, do something that you know he can be effective doing, and bring him back to the side. Who knows if it's true? It's just a theory to throw out there, but I just find it very hard to believe. If Joel Lanning was your starting Mike linebacker, your middle linebacker, the guy that's going to be out there playing 60, 70 snaps a game on that side of the football, that you're going to take him away for a small package of plays offensively if he is that guy. I think he can still do things. I think he can still run around. He might be a depth linebacker. I believe the more we hear about this, though, we're not going to see him play defense quite as much as maybe we're led to believe throughout the spring and summer.
Could be a case that, and I don't think you're totally off base here, but if you're correct with your assumption that there is another player who is showing up well in camp and can fill that linebacker spot, maybe Lanning splits time with that guy on defense, and then that gives him a much better opportunity to lend his skills to the offense. I could possibly see that. I will tell you this, and I know how you the train goes off the tracks, and I think maybe you might be on to something, but I have a feeling that I don't think they were lying to the public, or to the media for that matter, when they put Lanning down as the starting linebacker. But I do think that he is such a terrific athlete that they are looking for ways that he could be beneficial on both sides of the football. And my guess is that he'll be the starter against you and I, and they'll see how the game goes. And if they use him in an offensive package throughout the course of that game, then somebody else will be in that middle linebacker spot, so Lanning catches a break on the sidelines and is not playing like every snap, like what we kind of anticipated. And maybe that's the way that they view this. And if it is, it's not a bad thing, Trent, if you've got somebody else sure that they believe can be, you know, almost as good as Lanning or is just the same as Lanning. It's going 1A and 1B with a guy who plays in that defensive side of the ball.
You know, a guy that'd be playing that spot would be Jake Hummel, the kid that dominated the last couple of years up over at Dowling Catholic and is up there as a true freshman. You know, that's a name that maybe you'd see. And just kind of connecting some dots here. Here's the reason that I struggle with it, though. It's because he's okay. been away from the defensive side for so long. Jim, I just think that every single snap, every rep is so important for his development. We're not just talking about taking a great athlete and throwing them out there in the high school football field and having them go and run some plays over there and that elite athleticism can lead you. But this is big-time football. This is the Big 12. I'm struggling so much just getting past how long he's been away as a defensive player. And just like that, you're going to drop him in there. And now taking reps away on top of it for this package of plays when you already have a pretty good quarterback over there, I'm struggling with that part of it, Jim. So can you talk me past that at all? Because that's what I continue to struggle with. Why are you taking away reps from this guy if he really is going to be your starting linebacker?
I can go to last season and Jabril Peppers playing wide receiver, running back, and in the defensive secondary. I can just take you just 1 year back in that scenario. I know it's a defensive secondary spot. You don't get hit as much as you would as a linebacker, but it's not uncommon in college football to have, say, your best athlete on the field as much as possible. I have a feeling that that's what Matt Campbell and his staff are looking at. They have come to the conclusion that he's their best athlete. And if they have made that definitive decision, then they believe that they got to get the guy on the field as much as they possibly can and find ways for him to be effective. I told you, I kind of see your thought process. I understand it. And going back where he hasn't been on the defensive side of the ball for all those years that you just talked about. But this is a stud. This is a stud athlete. Look, we saw, I'll just use it. This isn't a comparison, but just a couple of analogies. We saw Michael Jordan just walk away from the NBA, and even though he wasn't very good in Double A, he was still playing Double A baseball. We're looking at Tim Tebow right now walk away from the NFL, and he's hitting home runs in the top single A league. Some guys are just, we saw Bo Jackson play baseball and football at the same time. Mm-hmm. At the same time. We saw Danny Ainge not even play in the NBA. He was a starting third baseman for the Toronto Blue Jays for a couple of seasons and then went back to the NBA and won NBA titles as a starting guard with the Boston Celtics. Trent, we're not making stuff up here. This is legit stuff, and I'm not putting Lanning in those athletic categories. I'm just saying that it's something that has been done in the past, and my guess is it'll continue in the future. I just think that Campbell and his staff have come to the conclusion that this guy has to be on the field, and we have to find places for him.
So you're a believer in what he can do on the defensive side. That's where...
I believe that he'll be good enough at the beginning, and then we'll get rest throughout the course of the game as they will have somebody else take that spot to give him a break, particularly if he's doing some offensive plays throughout the course of the game.
Not a whole lot of time for breaks out there, Jimmy B.
No, there's not. No, I he's not playing special teams. He's not playing special teams. We know that.
So the theory is out there. My theory is that the transition to the defensive side has not worked as well. Maybe there's a young linebacker that looks to be getting more playing time. That's the theory that I have. Who knows if there's any truth to it. But what we do know for sure is he's over. He back practiced yesterday, the whole practice on the offensive side, quarterback, goal line, short yardage situations like we saw him last year and maybe a little bit more with an H-back role. That's what we have on the side with Iowa State and what they're going to be doing. And we'll continue breaking this down, Jimmy B., but it's interesting. It's one of the most interesting transitions that we have seen in football.
Yep.
You know, the Jabril Peppers thing, I'd say, all right, yeah, that makes sense. If Jabril Peppers hadn't played offense in 8 years, though, and that's the difference, and went to a full-time role over there, that's why this is so different. That's why it's different than Peppers. That's why it's different than, you know, having a guy go over and run a package of plays. This is a guy that you're moving over to a full-time role at the defensive side, then taking practice time away to go back and do the same role that he had last year. That's why I'm struggling with this. It's different, and it's a fun story to talk about, Jim.
It's a great story. And I truly believe that if Iowa State has any sort of success, and you know what we talk about when we say success, if they get to six games and get into a bowl, and if Lanning is having success on the field, that is going to be a dominating story. Look, I get where Alan Lazard is going to most likely break all the receiving records of Todd Blythe. I'm sure that that's going to come up as well. But if Iowa State is having success, and let's just say for a hypothetical here, and I'm not a big hypothetical guy, but since we're doing this, okay. Let's say in game five, let's say against Texas, Lanning makes a couple of big plays, then tips a ball and intercepts it, and then 10 minutes later, they're inside the 10, and he runs it in for a touchdown as well against I'm just telling you, the story is going to blow up. Absolutely blow up. Now, conversely, if he's getting hammered out there defensively and they're running right through him and right over him and around him, well, then that story is going to die quickly, because then I'll go back to your theory. Well, they would have to have somebody else in there and then use him on offense. But I got news for you. I think it's going to be the first hypothetical that I gave you. I really do.
All right. Well, yeah. You know it's going to be a story. You know, when you're watching the Cy-Hawk game, they'll be talking about if he's still over there playing defense. That Texas game that you mentioned, that'll be a piece, because Now, for a lot of people, that'll be an ESPN Thursday night game. For a lot of people, it'll probably be their first time seeing Iowa State. So you know that'll be a big story that's going to be a part of it there.
But I got to relate this to you, though, because Brian, who listens to the show and tweets at us, okay, and he puts LOL, 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 Iowa will have 350 yards rushing. That's great. That's why I love Cy-Hawk Week, because it's the best.
Going after each other, always good stuff there. We'll talk more about that coming up here later on in the show. More talk about Iowa State, certainly. We got Pat Hardy. He'll be joining us here at 12:25, Jimmy B. But before we get to all that, it's time for In Case You Missed It, and it's presented today by our friends at New Leaf Wellness. Looking to lose some weight? That's what I'm doing. I'm on two different programs right now, the MAC and the MIC. And these are two programs that are helping me lose weight. Down now, double digits, Jimmy B. Down.
Attaboy.
Down 12 pounds, feeling good, energy level high all throughout the day. Wake up raring to go. It has increased everything. Workouts a little bit easier. That's good because I need all the help endurance-wise that I can get. New Leaf Wellness can help you out, whatever it is. Hey, maybe you're not like me. You're not looking to lose weight, but you're trying to gain muscle. You've hit a plateau, whatever it may be. Give them a call. Dr. Robert Seaman over at New Leaf Wellness. The phone number, 515-650-1358. 515-650-1358. That's the phone number over there. New Leaf Wellness and Dr. Robert Seaman. And get that journey to a better life. Jimmy B, a lot of baseball last night as we kick things off with In Case You Missed It. Starting with those Cubs, couldn't get the bats going last night. It was odd.
Now, not only was it odd, it's against Cincinnati.
That's why
which makes it laughable. Not just odd, it's laughable against Cincinnati. But you always remind everybody, it's baseball, and you can never having better talent doesn't always work when you're playing Major League Baseball.
Let's get to the highlights from last night. A 5-out save for Iglesias. He's coming in firing things off, and here it is, the last one. Cubs making a comeback, runners on the corners with two outs. Avila goes down.
And then struck out Caratini to leave him loaded. He's allowed three hits and a run here in the ninth. But good enough on this night to nail it down. Iglesias gives up a run on three hits in the ninth inning. But with a runner at third and one out, the tying run at third, he fans Jay and Avila to end it. In a 2-1 Reds win tonight.
Good news, though, for the Cubs is there wasn't any ground gained out of the Cardinals. The other team that's chasing him, though, was right there. That's the Milwaukee Brewers. It wasn't your grandson last night, though, Jimmy B.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't having a great night. No, you're right about that.
No Brinson. Instead, it's Broxton with a solo bomb.
In the air, right center. Boy, he hit that one hard. That is way back. And it is long gone. Keon Broxton with two strikes sends one out to right center. Number 17.
They can swing it, Jimmy B. Those bats get hot again. They got plenty of guys up and down that lineup. The young group, you know, the guys that have come up, been in the majors for a couple of years, Broxton, one of those guys, they're doing a nice job of being consistent throughout the season. I think for them, it's what they can get out of the rotation. And Chase Anderson's still working his way back. They can get him going here, you know, another week and a half, get him back out there. And if he comes back pitching as well as he was before that oblique injury, and maybe the Brewers are for real, they can stay around here as we flip the calendar to September.
I keep telling everybody that's going to be the case. Look, when we were talking to, I just forgot his name, the Sun-Times, Chicago Sun-Times yesterday.
Steve Greenberg.
Greenberg, yes. When we were talking to him, you know, he thought that the Cubs were going to run away and bury the division again. And it hasn't happened. And then he's kind of swung around to my side of thinking that, yeah, I think they'll win the division, but these teams are not going to go away. I mean, we're halfway through August and they're right there, and we still have all of September. So unless there's some sort of they go on a 10-game binge like the Dodgers or the Nationals or the Astros have done so far this season, that, you know, they're going to have company around that top spot, Trent. They really are.
We finish up in Minnesota last night. Jim, I was out. My dad was in town. He was passing through on his way back home to Oklahoma. So we went out to eat last night, got home, had the game DVR'd, put Ella to bed. I'm like, all right, going to settle in. And boy, that was a mistake. Talk about wasted time. Bartolo Colon goes out there. He's giving up bombs. Five homers in all from Cleveland last night.
Santana swats one deep right field and long gone. Jason Kipnis rocks one at deep right center field. Buxton back looking up. Gone.
He'll be a 6'1 second baseman in no time.
Oh, Edwin. He just launched one high and deep and gone. Austin lifts one in the air to deep left field. Back is Rosario. It is gone. Thanks to Danny Salazar. And now Santana shoots one a deep right field. Max Kepler's looking up, and that baby is out of here.
Five homers for the Indians. A call from Fox Sports Ohio, and an 8-1 win for Cleveland as they extend that lead in the American League Central.
Yep, there you go. Look, we thought the Indians were the best team. Maybe they have finally kind of got it going a little bit right now, and I think probably you'll see them start to pull away.
That was, in case you missed it, presented by New Leaf Wellness. Again, that phone number, 650-1358. Help yourself out if you're looking to lose weight like I am, if you're just working to help in your workouts, testosterone treatments, a lot of things that they can do for the guys out there. 650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. We come back on the other side. Time to talk Hawkeyes. Pat Hardy from allhawkeyes.com. He's next on the Big Talker 1700.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
When you choose Ankeny Towing for your 24-hour towing and roadside assistance needs, you'll get the fast service you need from their courteous and reliable team. From towing for cars and motorcycles to accident recovery, jump starts, lockouts, fuel delivery, tire changes, and more, you'll get superior service from Ankeny Towing. Ankeny Towing is the preferred towing provider for most insurance companies. They're on call 24/7. Program 515-964-9816 into your phone now for Ankeny Towing. That's 515-964-9816. Ankeny Towing, your reliable towing.
If you're not already hungry, you will be in a second. At Montana Mike's, they've got the best steaks around, like the Applewood Bacon Sirloin or the Cajun Shrimp Ribeye, smothered in a creamy Cajun shrimp sauce. And you gotta try the Ancho T-Bone, an 18-ounce T-Bone crusted with ancho peppers. Montana Mike's also has the best burgers around, like the Bacon Swiss Mushroom Burger or their signature Messy Mike's Burger, with Montana Mike's barbecue sauce, applewood smoked bacon, melted cheddar cheese, and onion straws, all served on a grilled brioche bun. Montana Mike's with two locations, just north of I-80 on Northeast 14th in Des Moines and on Highway 14 in Newton. Montana Mike's. Montana Mike's is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Montana Mike's gift certificates for only $25. There's a limited number, and they're sure to go fast. So get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
It's that time of the year again. Football is right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 3 o'clock. First guest for the show today is Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com. Always good when we have a chance to catch up with Pat. And he comes to us, of course, on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Pat, good afternoon to you, pal.
How you guys doing? Hey, I got a second. Barely hear you.
Okay, we'll make that adjustment there, and then you'll be able to pick up on it.
A little better.
There you go. All right, good stuff. Pat, my question is, after we had Kids Day, was the quarterback so-called battle between Uyghurs and Stanley, in your estimation, really a battle, or was that once again just coach speak to try to keep people involved, and it is Stanley's job?
Well, I've thought all along that this is Stanley's job to lose, and that part of the reason that they're not really tipping their hat publicly is because they don't want the backup to become discouraged and disengaged. The last thing you need is Tyler Uyghurs, if he is the backup, which I think ultimately he will be. You don't want him becoming disengaged 3 weeks before the season starts. There's no real reason to rush anything, I think they're thinking. Stanley hasn't done enough to really make them have to come out and say this, but I think for the first time, I've seen him three times now, the West Des Moines practice, spring game, and this practice, this was the first time I could honestly look out there and say, yeah, Stanley's a little better. Now, that's not because Stanley looked great. Uyghurs just didn't show me anything on Saturday. He just was reluctant to throw, just seemed indecisive and not real trusting of what was going on out there. Now, you could counter that and say, well, he's not going to make any mistakes or force things, and he's patient and what have you, but at some point, you got to have your quarterback make plays. And Stanley, just to me, this was the first time I saw some separation.
You know, as you talk about this competition, after what we saw last year, you know, Stanley coming in as a true freshman, taking it, why did it take this long? You know, why did it take this long for Stanley to separate himself if he actually has separated himself?
For what I said, I think it's partly they want to keep all the quarterbacks hungry and engaged. They don't want guys transferring. I mean, let's say they name Stanley the starter early in spring ball. Who's to say Uyghurs is even here now? Mm-hmm. I mean, you just don't know. This is just me speculating. I think you got to play mind games with these quarterbacks because they leave so much. Iowa has a history when they stick with a quarterback. Yeah, they'll switch sometimes, but when they stick with a guy, I mean, look at Jake Rudock. I mean, look at Vandenberg. I mean, Vandenberg played every play one year. I just think that they were worried. I think when they saw what they had with Cook and Boyle and realized that maybe neither one of those guys were going to move ahead of the guys they already had, and then they said, if we lose Wiggers, we're down to where we don't, we've got, if Wiggers were to leave, they would have been down to Ryan Boyle and Peyton Manziel, along with Stanley. I think a lot of this is mind games, and I do. I think they have to keep these guys engaged, and I'm also thinking that maybe Stanley wasn't quite as good in spring as they had hoped. Maybe he didn't take the ball and run with it, so to speak. Maybe he did struggle more than they thought, and they just thought between that. But I still think there's always that concern that if you name a starter too early, the backup's going to leave, and then you're in trouble.
Pat Hardy is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline. We're talking Iowa football, and in a few minutes, some basketball as well. All right, Pat, we saw some nice catches, and are you convinced that, aside from Vandenberg, that this wide receiver core will be able to hold up in the Big Ten?
I mean, hold up, I guess it depends on what exactly you mean by hold up. I think there's a chance for them to be okay, and it's interesting. I'm working on something right now, and the university released a really neat video today, 17-minute video of the true freshmen, the newcomers. There's always a ton of excitement with the newcomers, and I get it. They're new, they're fresh, and you got four receivers in this new class. You got A.J. Epinesa, but if you really think about this team for this coming year, to me, it's the Devontae Youngs and the Adrian Falconeers and the Keegan Renders, guys that have been in the program for 2 and 3 years that have played some but not much. They're going to be the keys to this season, I think. You're going to have your star players, but, I mean, Epinesa is going to play. Maybe two or three other freshmen may play big roles, but I think it's going to be guys like Devontae Young, and he showed a little bit on Saturday. He had two nice touchdown catches. He's in his second year now. You know, he was the big hot receiver coming in a year ago, but he's not new, so you don't hear about him as much as you do Amir Smith, Marset, and Brandon Smith and what have you. But that's what I liked about the spring game is I saw some veteran players who I think seem like they're ready to step up and maybe play a key role. But those, to me, are going to be the key to this season. The newcomers are great. I get it. But like I said, if they can get Devontae Young to all of a sudden just emerge and have a big year, that's going to be huge.
We're talking with Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com, getting ready for camp. Pat, for this team to take that next step and maybe go into the Wisconsin-Ohio State, you know, that series of games in November with a shot at the division title, I think the defense has to be special. What still needs to happen to get to that point? And it looks like they do have plenty of depth, at least up front with the front four.
Yeah, I think the defensive tackles have to stabilize. I like what they're doing. I think what they're doing is it's obvious Epinesa is going to play a lot of defensive end. So I think what they're doing is they're figuring out ways to keep Hesse involved in a rotation, moving him inside some, Matt Nelson inside some. I still wonder, though. I mean, Parker Hesse was playing inside some. He's not very big. I mean, he's a 250-pound defensive tackle. It's going to be interesting to see. To me, the only real concerns on defense, in my opinion, are how they handle the tackle position without Jaleel John and the secondary. I mean, you got to say until we see it that the secondary is a concern because they only have one returning starter, and that one returning starter got beat out at the end of last year. I mean, I know he was hurt, but I think they just decided at the end of the year that Anthony Gare was a better option for them. So the secondary, if that secondary can limit passing and that gives that defense a chance to stop the run, I think the defense, like you said, I think the defense has a chance to be really good. Sometimes we kind of take it for granted, but Athlon's has been doing their national rankings. I think they had Iowa's linebackers fifth and their defensive line, I believe, 22nd. That's pretty impressive when you can get both your front seven, your front units, your front seven in the top 25. I think that shows you that there is a lot to build on defensively. I'm just wondering how this secondary is going to react without Desmond King and Greg Maven. That's 7 years of starting experience at the cornerback positions.
I get that, Pat, but I have a feeling that it's going to be such a run-oriented offense, now with not just one, but two really good running backs, that they're really going to try to be a time possession type team and shorten the game as much as they possibly can. Yeah, do you agree with that as well?
Yeah, but I think it'll be a look a little different because the backs they have are different. I don't think it's going to be, okay, pitch to James Butler, Akram off tackle, pitch to James Butler. I think you're going to see plays in there where Ivory Kelly Martin might be in the backfield or Torrin Young might be in the backfield, and you may have James Butler flanked out on the left and Wadley to the right. I think you're going to see a lot of that stuff, but I know, I think they're going to try to control the clock. If Wadley and these guys can make big plays, great, but I'm with you. I just don't think it's going to be Wadley and Butler rotating and carrying the ball 25 times a game from the backfield. I think you're going to see them a lot in space. I mean, Wadley lined up a lot in the slot just in the little time he was in there on Saturday, and I asked him afterwards. And he said that's something they're working on, getting him the ball more as a receiver so they can, you know, if you get the ball as a receiver, you're already in space. You've already avoided maybe that tackle at the line of scrimmage and see what happens. I think you're going to see a lot of that.
I agree with you, but that takes me back then to the point that I wanted to make where you were speaking about the defense. If indeed they have success with that sort of offensive set, then the defense is not on the field as much, which gives them a much better opportunity of staying in the game.
Oh, without question. I mean, that's when Iowa's at its best, when the offense is chewing up the clock. The defense is always fresh and getting threes and outs and whatever. Yeah, they kind of go hand in hand. And they definitely want to try to control the clock. That's what Iowa does. They're usually in close games where they want to control the clock, control the line of scrimmage. And that's another one I'll bring up, the Ron Calusi factor. You don't know what. He helped them so much last year with field position and momentum, and we didn't see any punting. They didn't punt on Saturday. So, to me, that's a big question. But you're right, though, Jim. I mean, they're going to want to eat the clock up as much as they can on offense. I'm just saying this team may be, God, I say, a little more entertaining just because of the pieces they have. I just don't think it's going to be just two I-backs just lugging the ball 50 times from the I-back. I think there's going to be different formations. At least I hope so. I mean, you got to take advantage of Wadley and James Butler in every way you can, and I just don't think you're doing yourself a favor if one of them's always on the sideline when the other one's on the field.
You know, Pat, you mentioned the punting game, the kicking game. Last year it was Keith Duncan that got the kick to beat Michigan, but we saw Racinos a couple of times in there, especially for longer field goals. Sounds like Racino looked very good on Saturday. Does he have a step up, still a 50-50 race in your mind right now at that kicker spot?
You would think so, and we asked Kirk about that, and right away he came back with that was one practice out of 12. Right away he was coming back to say don't. It's Kirk's way of saying don't read too much into this, but no, he was impressive, and Racinos had a chance last year. They gave him three chances to kick field goals from beyond 45 yards. Problem is he missed two of them. And I think they kind of decided to kind of limit their chances from 45 and beyond. And so I think they settled on Duncan, were a lot more conservative. But, yes, the kicking game is definitely open. Duncan did not have a good practice. His last kick wasn't even close, and you could tell he was frustrated. He just did not have a good practice, and we knew going into this thing that he was suspect beyond 40 yards. He did make his only attempt from beyond 40 last year, but he was 2 of 4 from 30. Most of his field goals were between like 25 and 35 yards. I mean, his game winner was a 33-yarder, so Racinos definitely has a chance. If he can show consistency inside the 35-yard line, I think it could be his job. But Kirk said it's wide open at this stage.
Pat Hardy is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Okay, quickly to basketball. European trip, a smashing success. Of course, it seems now, Pat, the All-Stars consisted of you, Trent, and myself playing against these guys. And some people are now thinking that not since Kent Benson and the Indiana Hoosiers went undefeated, that the Iowa basketball team is just going to be lighting the Big Ten on fire. All right, let's pump the brakes a little bit. You've had a chance to see some of the guys in the primetime league and watch some video of what they have done. Where are you right now on this basketball team?
For me, nothing's changed. I picked them to go fifth in the Big Ten earlier this summer, and I'm sticking to that. I think they're a team that can finish somewhere between fourth and seventh. I don't think they're going to go 15-3 or anything in the conference, but I think they're a team that can go 11-7, 12-6 with a few breaks. But if they're not careful and have a few key injuries, they're also a team that could go 8-10 or 7-11. I mean, they're young, but I like their pieces. I've liked Luka Garza ever since I started watching him on the recruiting trail. I just think this kid knows how to play. And some people have asked me, well, why is he making such a bigger impact than Nungi? And part of that's because Garza plays closer to the basket, doesn't have near the adjustment. Nungi's learning to play a little further from the basket at this next level, and Garza's ready-made. He's ready-made to go in there and give you 10-6 in Big Ten right now, I think. He's going to struggle at times, but he's really good at scoring through contact. He's really good at using both hands. But, no, I think right now I have always thought going into this year that basketball is a little bit better than football. I've got football going 6-6. I got basketball finishing 5th, which means they would probably be like a 6 or 7 seed in the tournament. That's my optimistic view for basketball, and that has not changed.
Well, Fran's going to have to figure out a way to divvy up those minutes up front, and it's incredibly difficult to do. Is there a redshirt candidate in there? Kreener, you know, even though he will be a sophomore here, even Jack Dungy, could you see anybody redshirting out of that front court?
Well, I mean, I guess you could say Penzel if his injury doesn't heal, yeah. But if Penzel's healthy, they're going to need him. I just think he's too valuable. Dom Ewell's a senior, obviously. I guess you could maybe say someone like Ahmad Wagner, maybe a year giving him to develop his offensive game, what have you, because to me, he's the one whose minutes are going to be at risk. If he can't score, because what they have now is they're getting a bunch of big men who can score. And Franz even said, if you can score, I'm willing to overlook some other flaws in your game, and that's what you're seeing now. So, yeah, I think there's definitely a candidate. I'm just not sure who it's going to be. I think a lot of people think it will be Penzel. To me, if Penzel's got any medical concerns, you redshirt him. Why not? He's already shown what he can do. Give him a full year to heal. But if he says he's ready to go and he's one of their top options, Fran will use him. I think Ahmad Wagner, but I don't know. Ahmad Wagner may be like, I don't want a redshirt. I mean, he's a junior. But to me, his lack of offense is going to probably cost him some minutes.
Pat Hardy is our guest. We're talking Hawkeyes right now here on the Big Talker 1700. Okay, another basketball question then for me. McCaffrey has all these pieces. In your estimation, is his most difficult job from what we saw just a couple of years ago trying to get playing time for these guys? Or do you think that once they get through the non-conference, you'll see him start to shorten the bench?
I'm thinking the playing time issue. I think he realizes what he's got here. And the way he likes to do it, I don't see him shortening the bench to 8 or 9 guys, not if they've got 10 or 11 that can play, because he's showing that he would rather do that. And what Fran does is he'll just go with matchups each night. There's going to be nights where maybe Christian Williams is a better option than Brady Ellingson if they need defense or what have you. But to me, one of the big keys for this team, and it's going to have a lot to impact on that rotation too, is how well Isaiah Moss shoots from 3. And if you notice, I know they weren't playing anybody. He shot well from 3. He had one game, I believe, he was 5 for 6. One, he was 3 for 4. That's going to be a key part of this team with Peter gone. He made most of their tough three-pointers off of sets. Bohannon, of course, did his, but he did a lot of his by just dribbling the ball down, reversing, getting the ball back, and shooting. If Isaiah Moss can shoot 3s, to me, that may allow Fran to shorten that rotation some, because he won't have to use 2 or 3 guards each night hoping to find somebody hot.
Pat Hardy, 3:30 this afternoon. The Big Ten basketball schedule is going to be released. And, Pat, I mentioned this to Jim at the top of the show. The thing that I'm most interested in seeing is who they're going to play with those 2 early December games they have to put together because of the conference tournament at Madison Square Garden, seeing who those 2 games are going to be. What are you looking forward to seeing?
That was probably that, because it's the only thing that's really different. I've never been a huge schedule, get excited about stuff like this, but it's going to be interesting to see a Big Ten game that early, to see if they get a really tough outing, because to me this Iowa team can be really dangerous if it gets a little confidence, because as much as we like this team, a lot of these guys are still pretty young. I mean, there's half this team is 1 year of experience or less, so it's going to be interesting to see how things go early. But no, I'm interested to see how they do this, because the Big Ten tournament, to me, I know I'm prejudiced, but this whole thing with Madison Square Garden and having to move it, to me, is so avoidable. I don't know why they just don't do it in Indianapolis or Chicago, but I understand how they want to move stuff around, but what's your thought? I mean, I just don't think Madison Square Garden's the answer.
It's money. It's a money grab.
Well,
that's all
money.
It is.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all it is, and they'll do it like what they did in D.C. They'll do it in Madison Square Garden this year, and then, Pat, they'll have made their huge dollars, and then they'll go back to Indianapolis. That's what they'll do.
Yeah, no, I know. It's all driven by money and television, what have you. But it's just, I don't know, like Trent said, I'm curious to see what because they could really make things easy out of the box or really make things difficult for a team with those 2 early games.
Pat, as always, good catching up with you. AllHawkeyes.com. Football season right around the corner. What do you guys have cooking over there as we get ready for football?
Well, I think actually one of my assistants is talking to Luca Garza's AAU and high school coach just to try to kind of put in perspective what he's done. We don't want to get too carried away, because like you said, the competition is suspect, but still, I don't care if you're going against air to get double-doubles. I mean, it's interesting how he kind of just emerged even over Tyler Cook as sort of their go-to player in these games, and he was so efficient. He got 24 points one time in 11 minutes. I mean, I'm just very impressed by that, and I'm working on now a story. Some of the key players on the Iowa team who don't get a lot of attention, guys like Keegan Render, Devontae Young, player Peter Picar. To me, those are going to be the backbone of this team. The guys like Nathan Bezzata, those are going to be the reason if they win 8 or 9 games, those guys have to play well. The newcomers are going to do their part a little bit, but you guys know how it works. Most of these newcomers are going to be redshirted, and we won't hear from them for a year.
You're right about that. That happens
now,
every year.
Now, Epinesa will play.
Epinesa will definitely
be a key factor.
I agree with you. Pat, thank you, man, as always.
All right,
have a great
day. Have a good
day. See you. There you go. Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com. Always a great read. Everything you need to know on the Hawks. AllHawkEyes.com on the Draft House 50 hotline. Great stuff always out of Pat Hardy.
Love talking Hawkeyes with him. And, well, Jimmy B, it's time once again to get another qualifier. I have in my pocket right now free beer tickets to Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway, West.
Oh, wait a minute. If they're in your pocket, whoever wins better get them in a hurry, because
right.
I know you and your beer.
That's right. Get to them right away. Qualify for our League of Champions Fantasy Football. Think you know fantasy football? You got a chance at some great prizes just by qualifying right now. A free pint of beer. Give us a call right now. 515-264-1700. Again, 264-1700. We will get you in here, and we will get you qualified. Our fantasy football contest at Draft House 50 coming up Wednesday, September 6th. 515-264-1700. Going to be a great time out there. Great prizes. And right now, just by dialing up, chance for you to get some free beer. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-thru options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
American Topper and Accessories. Whether you work or play with your truck, they have everything you need for your lifestyle. Visit American Topper's new location at the fair, just south of the Varied Industries building.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Back at it once again, Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talkers 1700. We'll be here until 3 o'clock with you this afternoon. Coming up next hour, a lot of NFL talk. We'll have Vincent Veary stopping by from Football Outsiders, a more analytical look at football. We'll dig in, and Jimmy B, are you ready to dig into some real football numbers? That's a little out of your repartee, I'd say.
Well, I know what 6 points is, and I know what 3 points is, and I know what 2 points is. So yeah, I'm ready to go, pal.
Okay.
I'm excited about this.
Well, this is going to be a step further than that. This is more analytics in football.
So now you're putting the heat on me. Now a lot of pressure.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
I'm good.
We'll see how Jimmy B answers those questions coming up here to kick off hour number two. Mitch Holtis with the Kansas City Chiefs report. And then in the 2 o'clock hour, both Zach Reimer and Zubin Mehente. Probably the first time ever we've had two guests with Z's in their first names to kick off an hour. That's what we have coming up after that. Two more qualifiers, Jimmy B, for our fantasy football contest. And gave away two more pints of beer. So just keep listening in. We'll be giving qualifiers all throughout leading up to our draft Wednesday, September 6th out of Draft House 50. Jimmy B, it's going to be a lot of fun out there.
It's going to be fantastic. And look, you can't do it at a better place than Draft House. You and I go there all the time. Nick has got that place just humming right along. If you want a great sports bar, the Draft House 50 is definitely it. They have televisions everywhere. And I just don't mean some 19-inch Zenith. I'm talking about 60-inch TVs everywhere. And they have a big meeting room in the back. They have a private meeting room up in the front, plus the patio. You cannot go wrong at Draft House 50.
Going to be awesome. Looking forward to that. We'll take a break here. When we come back on the other side, We're going to see how Jimmy B does with football analytics. Sabermetrics for football. Football Outsiders joining us on the other side. It'll be Vince Verhey on the world of the NFL coming up next here. And I'll also try to get my tongue working right. We'll do that next, Jimmy B and TC.
Good for you.
1700K BGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
American Topper and Accessories. Whether you work or play with your truck, they have everything you need for your lifestyle. Visit American Topper's new location at the fair, just south of the Varied Industries building.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love, and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com. Tackle.com. That's TAKL.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
The next generation of appliances at the Home Depot now has something even newer. Extra savings, up to 25%. Take the GE Diamond Gray Front Load Steam Washer and Steam Electric Dryer with a time saver feature for a deeper clean in a shorter cycle. Just $5.98 each, over $800 off the pair. Talk about cleaning up. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas Dryer Extra, see store for details, valid through August 23rd.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.